welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed Podcast. My name is Dave, and I am so glad you're here. I do appreciate you listening in. And today is going to be one of my favorite, I think, episodes, because I was so excited. I was like, I have to do a podcast about this. I just have to do it. It's called Put the Playbook on the Plane. So what does that mean, you ask? Well, I'll give you a moment to think about it, because here we go. All right, everyone. I was just really excited. I need a break. I need to regroup myself because I was so excited about this. So some of you know, my favorite football team is the Buffalo Bills. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, or just outside Buffalo, New York. I grew up near the stadium, and I've been a Bills fan my whole life. And for the past 20 years or so, they've really stunk until it was around 2016, 2017. They started showing some life, and then we just started getting good. And I'm not going to go into all that, because some of you are going to be like, I don't care about the Buffalo Bills, but you should. And if you don't, that's okay, I guess. However, the backstory in this is very important. And once I heard this, I was like, I'm doing a podcast about this. So this year, this draft, we needed a cornerback badly. Our Pro Bowl cornerback, Tre'Davious White, tore his ACL midseason, and he's hopefully going to be back week one, but maybe not. And we have a great defense. We have a great offense, but we really need a cornerback. And the Brandon Bean, the general manager, even said, you know, after we drafted this cornerback, he was relieved because people were coming up to him on the street at Starbucks, wherever. And they were just saying coach or sorry to the GM and to the coach, by the way, we need a cornerback. The Bills need one. And he's like, okay, I gotcha. And so with our 20th, well, we picked, because we're a good team, we picked near the end of the first round. And we had a pick. We actually moved up a couple spots to number 23 because a couple other cornerbacks were off the board already. And we drafted Kair Elam. I sound like with the 23rd overall pick in the 2022 draft, the Bills select Kair Elam, cornerback, Florida University. So he's a Gator. He's not too far from where I am. He was a Florida Gator cornerback, again, which some of you, most of you know what that means, but it's they're in coverage. They cover the wide receivers. And, you know, honestly, I didn't know anything about him. I heard we were interested in about two or three different cornerbacks that would fit in that range, and he was one of them. I don't follow college football that much. I follow Penn State because that's my team, but I don't know that many, especially cornerbacks. I know, you know, the main guys in college football, but not cornerbacks. So I didn't really know who he was. I didn't know who he was at all. I heard he was good. I heard he could play, you know, different types of coverage, things like that. So here's what happened. After they drafted him, the general manager called. Well, they always call the draft picks, right? They showed this online, and I've seen the full video of this, and it's amazing. They called him at home. You know, he's got people everywhere congratulating him. He's got former, you know, teammates of his. He's got family, friends, whoever. They're all at his house. And in Buffalo, they called him. The general manager called and said, hey, you know, I want to introduce you to the coach, or not introduce you. I think that they had already met. But he's like, I want you to talk to Sean McDermott, the head coach. And there's a bunch of coaches. There's the defensive coordinator, Leslie Frazier, and then other, you know, the cornerback. I don't know his name, coach. They all want to talk to him. They're all getting on the phone. And he kept saying thank you. He was very polite, but he's like, hey, let's go right now. Let's go put the playbook on the plane. He kept saying, put the playbook on the plane. And they're like, whoa, slow down, Kair. Whoa, we got plenty of time for that. Plenty of time. You know, just enjoy the night with your family. You know, have a good time. Congratulations. And he kept saying, no, put the playbook on the plane. I mean, I don't know. He didn't say it like 10 or 15 times. He probably said it five times, but the point was, he was so excited to get going. He wanted to get to work right then and there. He didn't care. He was drafted by our team. He wanted to get going. And as a matter of fact, a kind of a backstory on that, because I saw the back, his original interview with the Bills at the NFL Combine when they met him and they were talking to him. He actually had a notebook, which I encourage you to get, by the way. He had a notebook and he wrote down all his, all the plays. I don't know, everything was in the notebook, but he wrote down plays that he was involved in, what, you know, where he can improve each game, what he did good. And he was even asking them, like, what, you know, what do you see in my game that I could bring to your team? And, you know, what do you think I did well and what can I work on? And that is the put the playbook on the plane mentality. And I just love that. I love that. That should be a t-shirt. Put the playbook on the plane. Maybe it is. I'm going up to Buffalo next week. So maybe I'll look and see if they have a put the playbook on the plane t-shirt, because they need one. But that's all I needed to know about him. You know, he kept saying that. And, it, you know, that to me was like, wow, this kid is going to be phenomenal. This kid wants to learn. This kid is going to be an all-star. I mean, this kid is great. So here's my question. Yes, I'm transitioning to PE. Is that you? Do you put the playbook on the plane? Do you want to get to work, get the job done, do whatever it takes, connect with others, check your standards and grade level outcomes? Do you listen and learn? Do you read? Do you jot down new ideas in your notebook and ways to get better? Okay, that is putting the playbook on the plane. The question is that you? All right, this is not going to be a super long episode, but I want you to think about, are you that person that puts the playbook on the plane? Or I will give you an alternate, the non-playbook on the plane PE teacher. Because I see this online a lot, and it might be some of you, I hope not. Do you, instead of give, and by the way, do you give to others? You share with others. I should have said that, because a lot of people I see on Twitter or on some of the Facebook PE pages, all they want to do is take, take, take. You know, they won't post anything to give, but as soon as somebody puts down a good idea, they're like, oh, following. Like, why you put following, by the way? That's so dumb. But anyways, following, they're following the post. Or, you know, I've put a couple things out there where it was a free PDF. And they're just like, can you email me? Email me, email me. And they've sent me their emails. Like, I'm going to sit there for the next, you know, couple hours and just type in people's emails and send them this thing. I sent them the link and anybody could have it. But I'm not going to email, you know, 50 people in a couple hours, you know? So I want you to ask, you know, yourself, which one are you? And by the way, so here's some other things the takers do. They ask really general questions. They're like, hey, I'm going to elementary school from middle school. What are your best strategies? And go. Like, I don't even answer those because, well, it's such a general, broad thing. If you would have said, hey, what are some good, you know, procedures when the kids first come in, I you know, I can help you with that. I'll type it in. But these general broad things, you know, you got to put in the work too. I almost got a middle school. Well, I did get a middle school job for half the year, 2 years ago, teaching history, because I just left my school, just whatever. I'm not going to that. But, you know, I was trying to, or I was potentially going to get the PE job there. It just, they were going to make room for me and move the other guy, but I really didn't want that. And wasn't going to work out. But, you know, I was already starting to figure out, well, what am I going to do for middle school PE? You know, I was already starting to look at things for middle school PE, because I've always done elementary school. But you know what? I would have to put in the work too. I wouldn't expect to just go online and say, hey, what are your best ideas for middle school? Go. That doesn't make any sense. And it's too broad. And it's just, you know, it's you got to put in some work too. And that's what I'm talking about. Also there's these games, and I've said this, if you've listened to my episodes, you know, I hate this, but I'm gonna say it again. When people see a cool game online, I'll give you two of them. One of them is the tic-tac-toe beanbag thing, where two kids are running and everybody else is cheering and they're doing tic-tac-toe. That drives me crazy. Cause again, two kids are moving and 20 kids are standing there doing nothing or cheering until it's their turn. This isn't about that. I'm just telling you some of the games I can't stand that I see online. The other one, which I'm not kidding you, my former principal even came to me and said, will you play this game? And I said, no. I did say I would modify it because I did play it at field day. It's the rock, paper, scissors, hula hoop game. And if you don't know what that is, you can Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. But it was like all the craze it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. It was all the craze about, you know, but again, I saw two people moving. And then everybody else just cheering and not doing anything. I did add that. And I've seen people add the games where it's smaller groups playing that game. That's fine. But the point of me even saying this is, are you that kind of person that sees a game online and then the next day you're playing that game? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Did you put in the work? Did you put the playbook on the plane to even have you something else going on that day? You should have a curriculum. You should have plans. All of a sudden, you're going to play this the next day, and I see people writing that, hey, so-and-so, let's play this tomorrow. Like, did you have plans for tomorrow? Are you doing the work? So I want you to think about, which person are you? Are you the Kair Elam that wants to get to work right away? Or are you the person that wants to take, and then just, you know, go with the flow and like see things online and play the next day? And it just, that's not putting the work. It's not putting the work in. It's just not. And now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day, I'm just going to kind of reiterate everything, but are you putting the playbook on the plane? Are you putting in the work? Are you doing what you should be doing to become the best version of yourself and the best PE teacher you can be? Are you doing that? And that also means, and I didn't say it earlier, and it also means physically, are you eating? Trust me, I'm not a perfect eater, but are you eating pretty healthy? Are you showing that to the kids? Are you drinking lots of water? Are you walking the walk? Are you walking the talk, or whatever they say? Are you doing that? So put the playbook on the plane. Make sure you are getting better and question yourself as to what you could be doing to getting better. You know, I'm always trying to improve. I'm not perfect, trust me. But I'm always trying to improve and become a better version of myself and have a better program for my students because they deserve it. So put in the work, put the playbook on the plane. That is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. As always, go to supersizephysed.com for more information. And if this episode gave you any value, any ways of thinking new about PE or something you need to do, please click on that link in the episode notes and give me a 4 or hopefully 5-star review to help, you know, get the word out to other people. More PE teachers need to hear how we can make our profession better. And as always, how I close this episode, I'll do it again. PE Nation, you guys and girls are amazing. You're awesome. I see you out there putting in the work. You are putting the playbook on the plane. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.